hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We kick off this hour with my big buddy, or no, the big cheese. I don't want to say big buddy because he's a, you know, he's the epitome of health. And that's what I'm talking about, Clay from Explore Ventures, right?
I hope so. How's it going today, Greg?
Yeah, I'm holding him over from his lunch right now. So he's like, Greg, hurry up, get it over with. He's like, I'm a waste away if you don't hurry up and get me on the air and move on to something else. So
I wish there was some danger of that, but I mean, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, no, he is. He's a diver. He travels the world, and he's a fit kind of guy. So that's what it's all about. But we are going to talk about not health. We're going to talk about just diving. We don't care. You know, we want you to be healthy, but we want you to have fun. And that's where Liveaboard Diving excels. And of course, Explore Ventures is the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. And the reason is because they just run such a fine operation to make diving so much easier for us around the world. Right, Clay? You'll back me up on that much, won't you?
You know, we've been doing it for a long time, and we try to give people the absolute most fun, adventure-filled and outstanding diving vacation that they can come up with. And it really is a blast. People have a lot of fun with us, and it's always, you know, one of the great things about the business is talking to people that are, you know, getting ready to go on a trip, and they're just so excited about the adventures to come. It's just a lot of fun.
It is, and I'm very excited, too, because we have our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It's going to be here before we know it, October 4th. There still are some spots available if you want to join us. We're going to Saba, doing the Saba itinerary, start in St. Martin, end up in St. Kitts, but we cruise around the island of Saba, do some just amazing diving. I've done this itinerary several times. It is my favorite by far because it's just so unique because you can get off the boat, go explore the island of Saba and do these little island tours. There's even at the end of the week, we get to head off and maybe head over to the beach on Nevis. And have a little adventure there. So it kind of mixes up the diving and the exploration of land-based stuff in a package that's truly unique as far as a liveaboard destination, right?
Yeah, that's a cool itinerary. That's the one that we pioneered, when we first started in 1987. We are going, as you mentioned, to Nevis again for the first time in 20-plus years. But we found some outstanding sites around Nevis. Some of the biggest lobster you'll ever see, some caverns, just, really neat area. And, you know, the cool thing about the itinerary is we're a dedicated 5-dive-a-day liveaboard, but so if you want to go diving and, do up to 27 dives over the course of the week, you can. But we also offer the island tours. So if you want to take a little bit of a break, see a little bit of the culture of the islands there, and all the islands are very, very different, then, that's also available to you as well.
Yeah, variety is the spice of life, they say. And, you know, this is kind of like, you know, works well with this particular itinerary. And I do. I love diving, but I'm not necessarily the 5-dive-a-day kind of guy, especially after dinner when the cocktails start flowing and your diving is done. I have a tendency to miss some of those night dives. However, I'll take one dive and I'll throw in an island tour and just kind of mix it up. And it just makes it for a well-rounded vacation, especially for somebody who, you know, if you're a hardcore diver and you have a spouse or a buddy who's not as hardcore as you, they can do some of that stuff, hang out on the beach, read a book, you know, go do an island tour, do a dive, you know, and that kind of thing. So it has a tendency to please a lot of people with a lot of different likes and activities, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the special things about the trip. There's not another diving, liveaboard diving itinerary like it.
Yes. And October 4th, we're going diving with them. It'll be our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Adventures. Not only will you see a live broadcast of Scuba Radio and the crew, we got Mermaid Tiffany. We have the Scuba Cowboy providing some nighttime entertainment as well. But we have, of course, Scuba Pro is going to be on board doing a demo week with us. So they have a tendency to bring some cool stuff for people to try out for the week and experience. And I just got wind that our friends from Spare Air are coming on board, and they're going to come just spend some vacation time with us. So who knows? Maybe they'll bring a spare air or two for some folks on board to experiment with as well. The prizes are pretty plentiful on these trips. So the people who come on board and put up with our nonsense for the week have a tendency to make out like bandits. Will that include yourself this time, Clay? Or do we know yet?
You know, it's you know, I do not know as yet. You know, I've put up with you before on board, yep. And I'm I just don't know whether I want to. No, I'm kidding, of course. it's always a lot of fun, but I think I'll be down there just prior to you. Does that help?
Well, that it can't hurt, and you know, maybe if you're there and you're like, okay, all right, I'll just hang over. He's here now. What the heck? I better keep an eye on my investment. Protected, that kind of thing. All right, other thing, when it comes to Explore Adventures in the news, and I know this is a stretch, but this caught my eye. I'm watching Showtime Sunday night, catching up on the TV show Ray Donovan. And, you know, this is kind of like a new version of The Sopranos, if you're not familiar with it. Cool show. I like it a lot. And they're about halfway through the show, and there's some guy gets into trouble. Friend of Ray Donovan, like, goes to the cops and blabs to the cops. And so they come at him. He says, you know you're not supposed to talk to the cops. We gotta kill you, or we're going to send you away. And where are you going to send me? Well, we got a one-way ticket and $15,000 to send you to the Maldives. And I'm like, wow. So that's what they do. So when they want to send you away, they send you out to the Carpe Vita with Agnes and the crew from the Carpe Vita liveaboard of Explore Ventures. Is that what's going on, Clay?
Yeah, I think they're just sending, you know, the mob is always known for that. They always send people to
Swim with the fishes, of course. It would make sense. But I thought that was pretty funny. And the guy was like, Maldives? What are the Maldives like? He goes, oh, it's great. It's in the Indian Ocean. You'll love it. I'm like, yeah, he actually will. He'll dig it. So, I don't know. At least, you know, they know about the Maldives in Hollywood, at least, I guess. But for people that haven't been there, they need to put it on the list, right?
It's an amazing place. And you know, the diving is fantastic, the people are fantastic, and, you know, it's one of those incredibly photogenic areas, not only underwater, of course, but, you know, but the Maldives is the place where you see the, you know, you see the resorts with villas built out over the water, over this, you know, beautifully clear turquoise water. It's just a magical area. Lowest lying country in the world, I think the average height above sea level of the country is 4 feet or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're
worried about this whole global warming thing there, but hey, on a boat, you're fine. So
yeah, exactly. But, you know, actually, you know, with regard to, you know, the sea level rise and all that, the, you know, the Maldives made the news. It was probably a year and a half or 2 years ago with they had a, you know, a government meeting with all the ministers of government about the increase in sea level. And they held the meeting on scuba underwater. And made the international news. It was quite interesting. So great place to see. It'll be around for a while. I wouldn't worry about that. But the marine life and the variety of you know, restructures, the you know, the cut dives with the current, the you know, the dives of the whale sharks, just an outstanding itinerary.
It really is. And when I've done that itinerary, I spent my 50th birthday there in the Maldives. I valued it that much. That's the place I wanted to go, was spend a week with Agnes and the crew on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Just an amazing boat and facility to dive off of in its own right. But you're right, the scenery topside for pictures and things is just second to none. The resorts and the little islands, there's so many little islands and atolls scattered throughout the Maldives. And when you're taking pictures of your dive buddies there off the bow of the Carpe Vita liveaboard with these cool little islands in the background, I mean, it just doesn't get much better scenery than that. And then underwater, I mean, it's like you can't You don't have a chance to focus on one particular subject when you look over to your left and, oh, wait, I got to get a picture of this. I mean, it's nonstop action underwater as far as critters and cool things to see and take pictures of as well. So one of my favorite places as well. And it's actually easier to get to than people think. You're right. You think?
Yeah. It's not too bad. We've got, I live in Wyoming, so it's hard to get anywhere from here, but it's a quick flight out to San Francisco. It's and then hop over to Asia and another flight over to the Maldives. It's relatively easy to get to. I mean, the flights are certainly long, but the destination is more than worth it.
Absolutely, and you mix it up. I went over there and I stopped over in London and spent a day in London on my layover. I did another time where I spent some time in Dubai.
And it's direct jet service into Mali, so it's big airplanes, big comfortable airplanes, not little puddle jumpers.
All right, exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Call them and book one of those trips today. You'll love it.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm doing the lobster dance. And that's where you back up your tail to your buddy and you wiggle it. If there's touching involved, I don't know. But their buttocks has to be at least 3 inches long. I'm not sure what the Florida laws are on the lobster dance, but there is some kind of, you know, regulations out there somewhere that I'm sure you can Google and find out for yourself. Enough silliness. Let's move on to some other silliness. I have Pete from Scuba Board on the line. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm not doing the lobster dance, I can tell you that.
Oh, come on, don't lie. Just put your back end, next to the telephone and rub it accordingly.
Is it like the hokey pokey, that's what it's all about?
It could be. That's kind of old school, but it's more of a twerking kind of thing.
More of it, well, it doesn't twerk for me.
Yeah, of course it doesn't. Oh, brother. All right, well, you know, we had a great time at Bugfest last week. I didn't see you there. Did you do anything for mini season for Florida spiny lobster season yourself, Pete, or no?
You know, I stayed out of the water. Usually I go do something safe like cave dive rather than
okay.
Get out there with Captain Morgan and Ensign Budweiser.
yeah.
I'm glad to hear it was a pretty safe one this year.
It was fairly safe. There were a couple, incidents that I heard about. Actually, one happened down in Fort Lauderdale, but, you know, they happen every year. It's like, there's no way around it. You have that many people going diving, some of them not diving for a long time. There's bound to be an issue here or there, or boat problem, or, you know, those kind of things. It just, you know, it goes with the territory. It's part of the risk involved. Hopefully, all you can do is mitigate it. And keep it as fun as possible by keeping your skills up, right?
Yeah, and it's true of any sport you're in.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, in Florida, they passed the law that if you get hurt riding a horse, including death, you can't sue the person who rented you the horse.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know it's a wild animal. You're going to get on it. You assume the risk. I think that's reasonable. Why not?
Exactly. You know, if you don't want to have any fun, fine. But me, I'm going to have fun.
Yes, and me too. I mean, lobster evidently isn't your thing. You'd rather go cave dive. But I'm guessing...
I love the lobster, and they are limiting out here in Key Largo. Lobsters are plentiful.
That's good.
And I can't wait to get in the water. I've been moving, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the only story I have is diving the Spiegel Grove recently with a guy who actually served as the gunnery officer on it.
Really? All right. Well, how old was he? Is he an older gentleman or what? I mean, that's it.
He's not that much older than you or I. He'd kill
really?
Me if I said he was.
Yeah, of course.
But Captain Jim Wyatt is now down in the Florida Keys, and he's teaching tech diving and also driving as a captain for the ocean diver boats.
So how did that come to be? I mean, you just knew this guy and knew he had served on the Spiegel Grove, and he called you up and said, hey, let's go dive my ship.
Exactly. Actually, we were diving rebreathers together, and he's the guy who has his name on my cave card. That's how much I trust Jim Wyatt.
Okay.
Very, very good technical diver. Very, very into it. It was interesting, all the myths that were busted about the Spiegel Grove as we dove it.
Okay, explain. What do you mean?
Well, there's this what everyone I have been to calls the crane control booth. It's where the flag hangs from.
Yeah.
And the lady dive master was telling everybody what it was and yada, yada, yada. And she kind of looks over at Jim and says, because I introduced them, you know, they mentioned that I didn't have a guide, and I said, actually, I got the best guide in the world right here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, isn't that right? And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. You mean in the cranes? He goes, no, the crane control. He goes, in the cranes. He goes, no, the one where they hang the flag. He goes, oh, that's Pride Fly. And he
wait, said, wait. That's what? Wait, what is it?
Exactly what we said. It's what? It's what is it? It's the primary flight control.
Ah, okay.
It's where they landed the helicopters on the back. And she was telling everybody that they landed like 20 helicopters or whatever. And he looked at it and goes, well, I've seen one, maybe two.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
So did she just kind of go, no! Or exactly. Just kind of like, you know what? Why don't you take over for the briefing today? I think I'm out of my league.
You know, he just knew it. We got to go dive down to his bunk where he slept, to see where he, you know, the urinal he used and all that type of stuff.
Wow.
It was just awesome to be able to go on there with someone who actually lived on that boat.
Now, has he dove this many times since it's been sank there in Key Largo or no?
Oh, yes, he has. And okay. He's got the blueprint plans for it. And, you know, he's doing really good.
So out of all the places he wanted to take you to, it's like, hey, this is where I used to urinate.
Exactly. It was right by where he used to sleep.
Okay.
So he showed me the whole floor. He would point to it, and then he would tell me when we got back up on the boat, okay, this is where we did all our planning. This is where we did our this or that and the other thing. I mean, it was awesome to go on into that dive with someone who actually knew where the hell he was going.
Well, I'm hip. So were you diving a rebreather on
we
that?
We were.
Okay.
He was on a Revo. I was on the Kiss Gem.
Uh-huh. So you guys got to go in deep into the wreck, I guess, or you're penetrating pretty deep to do all this stuff, I assume.
We didn't do any penetration much more than us went through. It was more of a fun dive, and it was his first time back on the Spiegel in forever.
Wow.
He's just moved back down to the Keys, and, you know, so he's doing a lot more. He's doing a lot more penetrating, and I plan to go on with him to do more of that into the Spiegel Grove.
Okay, yeah. You didn't want to say penetrating the second time, did you? I hear you.
I did not.
And this from a guy who was complaining about doing the lobster dance. What's wrong with you, man? Come on.
I was going to say ingress, but I didn't think he knew what that meant.
That's too funny. All right, well, did you happen to find any interesting nuggets from him about the Spiegel Grove outside of that dive briefing? Like, you know, obviously he showed you where he slept and all kinds of other stuff and where they did these plans, but did you find any other, or did he share any other interesting tidbits? Like, you know, could the Spiegel Grove be haunted or anything like that, or did that ever get come up?
There's lots of people. He was on the Spiegel Grove when it was in Vietnam.
Mm, wow.
Okay, so, you know, it was used in Vietnam. Now, a couple things I found out that he didn't know is that the Spiegel Grove was actually featured in one of the James Bond films at the very end of the Thunderball.
Okay, like in the background?
Yeah, so, you know, it's even picked up, and you see the Spiegel Grove sort of cruising off.
All right, I'm going to have to go pull that up on DirecTV and watch it. And the Spiegel Grove in the background of the movie Thunderball. All right, hold on, Pete. We got more coming up with our scuba board friend next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm talking with Pete from Scuba Board, who just, well, a few weeks ago dove the Spiegel Grove with someone who actually served on that vessel down in Key Largo. It had to be quite a treat.
Oh, it definitely was. And again, Captain Jim Wyatt, if you want to have the same experience, he leads dives down there. He teaches rebreathers. He teaches technical diving. He's an awesome guy to know.
Well, I'm going to have to give him a call, and maybe we can team up and do some diving. We haven't dove in a long time. I mean, you mentioned that the Spiegel Grove was featured in that movie Thunderball. I guess that was our last time diving, was where they filmed that movie in the Bahamas, Daniel Key.
Yeah, Thunderball Grotto. I forgot about that with all the little fishies. That was a cool dive.
The swimming pigs.
And the swimming pigs with
yes.
Captain Slate and Neil Watson.
Well, then, that isn't what we called them, but Neil and Captain Slate were with us.
Oh, they weren't the swimming pigs?
Yeah. You can only say that because they're not standing next to you to the point where they could pound you to a bloody pulp right now there, Pete. But yeah, they swimming pigs.
You're honored by me saying that.
But yeah, they got these swimming pigs in Staniel Key, and that's where they filmed a few of the scenes for the movie Thunderball, and lo and behold, I guess the Spiegel Grove was in the background of that as well for
and
that
it,
movie.
Who would have thunk it? That was where the guy did the breathalyzer test before the pilots could take off. Remember that?
Ah, okay.
That all the planes movie. In the water that had crashed, they say no more. You got to take a breathalyzer test before you take off.
All right, so that's in Thunderball.
Well, that's in Staniel Key, where they filmed a good portion of Thunderball.
Well, right, of course, exactly. Okay. Well,
and for the people who don't know, what we're talking about, the Grotto is where they drop the ladder down, and James Bond and the femme fatale both grab a ladder and get pulled up out of the grotto. You can actually dive it. You can't use scuba. You do it with snorkel. But it's a wonderful dive. Got lots of fish. It's prettier than it looks in the movie.
Yeah, this is true. And honestly, when we dove it, I hadn't seen the movie Thunderball at that point. And I was like, oh, I heard they filmed something here. Now I can see why. This is so cool. All right, so there you go. You go to Spiegel Grove, dive that, or you can go to Staniel Key, swim with some pigs, and snorkel the grotto. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Mr. Hammond, anchor down. Anchor depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. Over the main valve tank fence.
Aye, sir. Passing the word.
I want to feel alive, knowing to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
That's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
Well, you know, they can't all be winners, so what are you going to do? I'm Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, on the phone with me right now, I have someone who reached out to us last week. He was listening to the shows, and, you know, I think he had said he had downloaded a bunch of the podcasts and caught up over an extended period of time on a vacation and was listening and made a observation that was actually very valid. And I'm going to bring him on the air right now. His name is Philip. We like to call him Philip Nico. Is that right, Philip? Am I getting it correct?
That's right. How are you, Greg? Phil Nico here from West Palm Beach. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, ain't no problem. So West Palm Beach, that's where he lives, and your gripe or complaint was, Greg, hey, you know, I've listened to like 40 shows, and you're out of Orlando, and I don't hear you talking about the diving in Palm Beach at all. You're talking about diving you know, in Fort Lauderdale and down in the Keys, but you seem to have overlooked West Palm Beach. And, you know, that is an accurate statement, Philip, because the problem is that we are scattered, and I wanted to bring you on to kind of fill that hole a little bit today and explain myself, because in all honesty, you know, we've been doing this show for 17 years, and when I started the scuba dive, when I got certified in Orlando, Florida, I actually went to West Palm Beach literally every single weekend. I dove on a boat called Three Little Devils. Does that sound familiar to you? Have you been there a while or no?
You know what? That's before my time. I've been diving very passionately for 4 years now, only 4 years. But I love it here in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt it. It's great diving there. And, you know, the thing I remember about Three Little Devils, one of the reasons we went there was, well, first off, is because the dive shop had a relationship with that dive charter down in there in West Palm Beach. But Three Little Devils was one of the only boats that had a onboard compressor. So you wouldn't have to bring any tanks at all to the dive boat. You go to the dive boat, they have all the tanks lined up, and they literally would fill them on the boat like a liveaboard boat. So that was very convenient. And, I did a lot of diving there. And
that's a great idea. That's a really great idea. You know what? They don't seem to do that as the standards these days. I don't know. My guess is there's probably a regulation against that.
Yeah, you know what? There might be now. Who knows? Or it's they figure the divers need the extra workout, which could be a very valid point as well.
Right. You know, Greg, I've been diving pretty, diving all over the world the last 4 years, and I tell people when I travel, I say, you know, have you been to South Florida? Have you been to Palm Beach? I say the drift dive capital of the world, and they're like, What do you mean? I'm like, well, you know, we have a ripping current here that's manageable, and it always goes north. We usually have, 50 feet to 60 to 70 feet of visibility, and we've got a north-to-south reef system that's part of, I'm sure you know this, it's part of the third largest continuous reef system in the world, the first being, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, the second is the Mesoamerican Reef in, in Belize, and then we're part of the third largest that goes from, North Palm Beach County all the way down through the Keys.
And I believe the Gulf Stream, doesn't it? It's the closest to the States right there in Palm Beach. Am I right?
That's right. That's why it's such a factor here. And I've dived through the Keys and Fort Lauderdale, and I love it there too. But typically you don't have the current. They're typically mooring dives where you swim back to the boat, the ascent line.
Right.
And here, they drop you, and you're kind of on a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And, as the saying goes, if you can dive here and develop your skills here, you can pretty much dive anywhere. And as I've traveled through the Caribbean and to Bali and to Fiji and the Maldives and some other places, even Greece recently, I'm very grateful that I dive here. And really, folks, I often talk to the mayor and some of the political people here in the county, and I say, guys, you really should start devoting some advertising, like some other places do, to promote the sport here, because we've got healthy reefs, we've got pelagics, we've got shark action, we hunt lionfish, we hunt lobster in season, and it's a small community. It's a lot of fun. Everybody, like other places, everybody kind of knows each other, and it's a nice community. And I'm, and I'm not promoting anything. I'm not a realtor. I'm not saying come down here and buy a house for me. I'm passionate about the sport, and it's
home.
Great to be able to live the lifestyle here.
Yeah, and I can totally relate. And it's interesting you bring that up, because advertising is a key in how I got distracted. Like I said, we started Scuba Radio. I started my diving career in Palm Beach, and I literally went there every single weekend. This was even before I started Scuba Radio. And what happened was, once we started the show, we started getting emails from people like you. They live in Fort Lauderdale, live in the Keys. Hey, Greg, come on down here, do your show here. And next thing you know, I'm finding about all these different places I had not been, and I start going there, and and Palm Beach gets overlooked, because at that time, we're talking about, 18, 19 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. At that time in Orlando, that's where every dive operator went, was Palm Beach. It's the closest, because the Gulf Stream comes so close, you get that fresh water flush, so the visibility can be fairly consistent and good. And, and it's easy. And like I said, I mentioned that boat that had the compressor on board. That was very convenient for a lot of the dive shops as well. So everybody was kind of moving towards Palm Beach, and that's all I really knew. And it was either going to Palm Beach, or maybe they would run down to Key Largo. and that was it.
Right.
But they'd overlook places like Fort Lauderdale. So when we started doing the show and Ocean Fest started and some of these other folks that I got to meet in the dive industry, they said, come on down here. Next thing you know, I'm distracted. And just like when we were in Fort Lauderdale last weekend for Bug Fest, I hadn't been there in 10 years. You know, we've been traveling and going to Fiji and stuff like that.
Were there a lot of bugs? Were there a lot of bugs there?
You know, they did. We did very well, and but yeah. There were a lot of divers too. So,
that's the problem.
Yeah, but yeah, there. I mean, I heard lobster season was pretty good, but we had a blast. But I hadn't been there in many years, and I did a little beach dive there at Lauderdale by the Sea at Commercial Pier, and I was just going scratching my head like, wow, you know, we travel around the world, and I love doing this. Yeah. And traveling all over, but and a lot of times you have a tendency to overlook what you got there right in your backyard. And
you know, I even did my shipwreck specialty here. There's a couple shipwrecks that are fairly intact.
Yeah,
I had to do my penetration inside the wreck and trace myself back out, and it was all. I mean, I can literally look outside my balcony and look at the water that day and decide if it's or you know besides the reports you check, but we you know decide if I'm going to go diving that day. I hear a lot of people on the show who call in looking forward to their next trip or we're on a trip, but we literally live the dive life here, which is, you know, but we're still in the United States.
Right.
We still have 3 miles from an, you know, international airport. And, we should actually set something up where it could be with the show or not. I mean, but we should set something up where you come diving here in Palm Beach.
I agree. Hey, you don't have to twist my arm too much to make that happen. Trust me. It is. It's just a matter of, bringing it to the forefront and just, like I said, you have a tendency to overlook what you have in your own backyard sometimes, or you get distracted.
Sure.
And Palm Beach is a perfect example. You know, this thing about the drift diving, you're so correct. Because, you know, when I learned my diving, I remember those first drift dives were a little intimidating because you're kind of jumping in and you got to follow the man with the flag or you're the guy with the flag and just go with the current. And you kind of, you're leaving it up to current to take you wherever it wants to go. And that's a little unnerving because you're kind of jumping into the unknown in that regard. And you're like, hey, it's going to, you know, float me away and I'm going to lose the boat and all this kind of stuff. But then when you see how it operates and you realize, well, hey, as long as you don't lose the flag, you're going to be fine because they're going to find you. The boat's going to follow you. And it's actually very good training because most diving, like you mentioned in the Maldives and Palau and all these other places, are this type of drift diving that is, not as common in other places
in
Florida. Yeah, in the Caribbean. So it does kind of get you over that initial fright, I guess, or nervousness of dealing with a drift dive. So I'd agree with you. It did prepare me for diving around the world. So maybe it's time to. Maybe that was a signal last week when I was at Bug Fest. I need to go back and retrace my roots, and we'll start in West Palm Beach. We got more with Philip Nico next.
Scuba Radio.
The dive master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 scuba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba, scuba, scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got on the line Philip Nico, who is just a guy who emailed me last week and said, Greg, you're talking about all these cool places that you go dive with scuba radio around the world. I live in West Palm Beach. Why don't you ever talk about us? Give us a little respect. And I'm like, hey, man, that's where I started my diving career. You're right. We haven't spoke about West Palm diving in a long, long time. And maybe we should correct that. So that's what we're doing today. And Philip, you know, you brought up some great, you know, little tidbits about the drift diving, preparing you for places or preparing you for diving around the world. And you have quite an extensive list of places you've been, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Greg. In the last 2 years, I've been to Bonaire twice, which is amazing diving. I've been to Grand Cayman a couple of times. I've been to Belize. And then, of course, through the Keys and so on. But then I've also been elsewhere, including Fiji, the Maldives, and Bali, which were all great in their own way.
Nice. Now, yeah, I've been to every one of those places you mentioned except Bali. I have not been to Bali yet. So I don't know. That one's on my list. But, I don't do yoga. Don't you have to do yoga to go to Bali or something like that? That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you have to send them a picture with you in lotus pose.
Is that it, or the dog, or whatever it is?
Before they let you through the country. That's part of the visa process.
That would make sense, yeah. But no, I've heard really good things about the diving there. Would you back me up on this, or what?
Yeah, you know what? It's great. We stayed on the north end of of Bali, which had the best of both worlds at the house reef of I think it was called the Scuba Seraya Resort. We had really cool muck diving, which is in the sand with just these crazy critters that you've never seen before. And then 5 minutes away, they took us to these incredible reefs where you had, cabbage coral and staghorn coral, like seemed like acres of hard coral. Of course, Fiji was better for hard and soft corals, but, you know, Bali is no slouch, and it's fairly easy to get to. We fly to the capital of Bali, change a couple airplanes, but they're definitely set up for tourism there.
Nice. Well, you know, all these places you listed, like I said, I've been to many of those places as well, and I love them all for each, you know, each has its own draw. But I hate to ask you this because I get this asked all the time as well, but Philip, do you have a favorite?
You know what my favorite is? The next place I'm going.
Hey, that's what I always say. You know, we're like kindred spirits here or something. I don't know.
I learned it from you, and it's just like one of the best scuba diving lines that I've ever heard, and I'm getting a lot of miles out of it because it's true for me. True.
Well, you're saying I influenced you. God help you. You hear what I'm saying? That's you're going to need some therapy here sooner or later there, Philip. But anyway, I appreciate it. I do. And, it is. It's all about the adventure, and I'm always looking for something new, but I guess the yin of that yang is the possibility of overlooking all those places you've been to in the past, and you have a tendency to forget about them, or, you know, just they can kind of disappear from your radar, and then when you go back and visit them, it's kind of like they're all new again. So I guess I'm in that mode here the last couple weeks.
I appreciate that, because I circled back to Bonaire for the second time because, you know, I fell in love with it there, and then I circled back to Grand Cayman because on the east end of the island is a diver's diving spot. It's not where, you know, it's not where the cruise ships are and where all the, you know, some of the more commercial dive reefs are. It's less commercial and
right.
It's great there.
Yeah, are you talking about over there by Ocean Concepts? Aren't they on the east end?
Yeah, Ocean Frontiers.
Frontiers, right. Ocean Frontiers.
Yeah, with the green shorts. I guess I'm going for my green shorts, but one thing that I noticed when I went back the second time is you end up doing some of the same dives again, which you don't mind a year later because you don't really remember them, but you don't. There's 55 sites that are unique to the east end.
Right.
And so now I've got after two trips, and like 40 log dives, I've only got 25, sites visited for my green shorts. So
And you mentioned the green shorts. Yeah, if you do all 55, you get a pair of green shorts or something. Is that what it is? I think I remember.
Yeah, and then they also put your name in the concrete, like on the dock, on the way to the dock.
Yeah, at Ocean Frontiers.
Like the Hollywood. Yeah, at the Hollywood you know, like a Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice. Yes, I've heard about that.
Super
That's
nice.
Right. Yeah.
They're
cool
super
idea.
Nice. They, yeah.
They, you know, they got that mermaid statue over there at Sun's house. They got a new mermaid statue or the sister statue, like the guy mermaid. Over there off of Dive Tech on the West End now. You know, there's a lot of reasons to go back to Cayman for sure. Man, you're bringing up all this stuff. I'm never going to have enough time. Philip, you're killing
me. What I like about Cayman, too, it's easy to get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the British sensibilities about it. Like, everyone's on it over there. They're
right.
geared for tourism. There's tons of flights there, and it's, you know, I don't have to think about it too hard when I decide I'm going there.
Okay. So you don't have a favorite. You just have the next one you're going to. Which the next place you go to will be where, other than West Palm?
I am going in 2 weeks. My dive buddy, who's also a dive master here in West Palm, he's an ex-Marine guy. He's a little older than me. He's kind of like an older brother to me. We are going to Palau in Micronesia.
Sweet.
If the listeners want to hear about it, I'll report back in detail off of my logbook when I get back.
All right. That sounds like a plan. That's on my list. I haven't been to Palau either, but it's definitely on my list. I really appreciate, Philip, you reaching out and sharing your stories. And, yeah, well, you'll have to come back on and do some more. This is good stuff.
Sure.
You're energizing me when I hear this kind of stuff. This is always good for me, too. And let's not forget, what is this show about? Me. It's always been about me and where I want to go dive next. So I appreciate that. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, Philip?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the water. Yeah, we love you. Down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.